Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you to our broadcast this morning. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds shared with you a message about Jesus coming to save sinners. Now, this morning, our text will be in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and the message will be about how sin came into the world. So let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he starts in Romans chapter 6.
This morning, I'd like to read Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and think on the subject, how did sin come into the world? Romans 6, 23 states, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." When we think about death, we think of a horrible thing. We think of a separation between us and all the others. We think about a time when death will come upon us, when death comes upon any person, and that individual leaves this world and they go into another place that we don't know anything at all about. This happens to our loved ones. I know that as you're listening to this program this morning, that it's happened to someone that you know. Probably you have been to a funeral service and you've seen that dead body laying in that casket, an unresponsive dead body, and there's just no way that we can have any kind of fellowship with that. Therefore, we put that dead body away from us in a burial plot, and that's exactly as God says we ought to do. But isn't death a horrible thing? Because it separates us, and it's something that stops life as we know it today. Of course, people either go to heaven or they go to hell when they die. But this morning's message is not about that. This morning's message is about how did sin come into the world to start with. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Now, we know because of the verse that that is why death comes. The Bible also tells us there in the book of James that the end of sin is death. That's just the way it is in this world. The message of how sin came into the world actually begins way back in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 29. I love this passage of Scripture because it tells us how God made us at the beginning, and it tells us how we got in the shape we're in today with all of this sin and with all of this death. It's a very small verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 29. If you've never read the verse, I hope you read it, because it gives us the answer as to how God made us and why we have sin. Listen to the verse. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29 states, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." What a simple verse this is. "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." The Bible tells us that God has made man perfect. God made man without any sin at all. God made man without any corruption in his body, in his mind, in his attitude, in anything about him. And that the sin that men now have is caused by them and not by God. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 1, the Bible states here in verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Notice what the Bible says about the way man was created. We were created in the very image and in the likeness of God himself. God doesn't have any sin. And at the very beginning, men did not have any sin either. As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, the Bible says, "And God saw everything that he had made." Not only did God see men that he had made, but he also saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, when God made man, he made him upright. That's what the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29. We find that God made man in the image of himself. And God doesn't have any sin. We know that he doesn't. And so, when God looked at everything that he had made, he said, it is very good. Now, the problem, you see, is not God. The problem with death, the problem with sin, is not God's fault. The Bible tells us whose fault it is. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29 says, but they have sought out many inventions. Notice, God gave man a command. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse 15, we find that God loved man so much that in all the creation that he had created, God made a special place. The Bible said that the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. That's the Garden of Eden. That's the special place that God has for Adam and for his wife. And it's just a wonderful, marvelous place. And think of this, that the whole world is very good. There is no sin anywhere. And yet, in all of this, God said, I want man to have a very special place. And so God himself planted a garden, and there he placed a man. And God gave man one command. Here's what it says in verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Well, everything was very good. You see, it's not God's fault. Sin is not God's fault. God made everything very, very good. God supplied man with everything that he would ever need, placing him in the Garden of Eden, a blessed place amongst the very best that God had. But it was in this place that man transgressed the one command that God gave him. The book of Genesis chapter 3 records that Satan came in the form of a serpent to beguile Eve and to cause Adam to transgress. And I want to say right here, God did not make the devil as a sinner or in rebellion against him. God did make Satan. God did make Lucifer. But God did not make him, nor did God force him to be a sinner or to go against God. Lucifer did that of his own free will, just as men go against God by their own free will and disobedience, willful disobedience of the clear commands of God. Lucifer knew the command of God. Adam also knew the command of God, but they both disagreed with that command because they desired things for themselves. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29, but they have sought out many inventions. And that's exactly what happened here in the Garden of Eden. We find now that the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And notice in verse 4, Satan only changed one word of God's commandment. God had told Adam, you shall not eat of that tree, because in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Satan only changed one word. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He only added the word not in there, but it changed the whole command around. The Bible says there that the woman began to look at the tree. She began to think, well, you know, this is a good-looking fruit. She said that it's good to eat, and it's good to make me wise. The Bible said that she took of that fruit and she ate it. The Bible said in the book of Timothy that she was deceived. But Adam was not deceived. He knew full well what he was doing. The Bible says there that Adam took of the fruit from his wife's hand and he ate it. And when Adam had eaten of that forbidden fruit, he knew that he was naked, and his wife knew that she was naked. And they were ashamed, and they tried to cover up their sins. They tried to eradicate their sins by themselves. What did they do? The Bible said that they took fig leaves, and they sewed them together. I want you to think about this a minute. A fig leaf is a very small leaf. And they took many of these fig leaves from the trees, the fig trees that was there in the Garden of Eden. And they began to try to sew those things all together. My, what a bunch of work that is. Can you just see them? As they get down, they're needling their thread. I guess that's what they used. And they began to sew all those little fig leaves together. And they made themselves aprons. And they got it all fixed up so that their nakedness was hidden from their own eyes. But they knew that it wasn't right. Because when the voice of the Lord God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day to speak with them, what did Adam and his wife do? The Bible says that they hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden. You know what this is telling us? Is that all the works that a man does to cleanse himself of his unrighteousness, his filth, and his wickedness is never enough. Listen, folks, you know this yourself. That of all the things that you try to do to make yourself right, they never make you right. What you need is something outside of yourself. Sin has come into the world and death has come because of sin. And there's no way that we can escape any of that. It is upon us. And we cannot escape. But we need something outside of ourselves to help us get through it. Remember what the psalmist said in Psalms 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Well, think of that. Because when death comes, and it comes to believers and unbelievers alike, but the death of the believer is different than the death of the unbeliever. For the unbeliever has to go through death itself. But the believer only goes through the valley of the shadow of death. It doesn't hurt me to go through a shadow. But if I would go through the rock that makes the shadow, then that would be hurt. You see, sin is in this world. And death comes because of sin. But how did sin come? It wasn't God's fault. No, it was men who sought out many inventions. But just one more point before we're closed for today. Salvation is of the Lord. It is God who brings good gifts unto men. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Men are wicked. Men are sinful, and men do not deserve the gift of God. We cannot earn it. We don't deserve it. But by the grace of Almighty God, He gives us freely of His righteousness, and He takes our sins upon Himself. Jesus is the answer. If you're lost today, I pray that you might repent before Jesus Christ, that you are a sinner in His sight, and that for all the sins that you've sinned, and that you might receive the free gift that only Jesus can give unto you. That is the gift of salvation.
Now, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, the wages of sin is death. However, as he also mentioned last week, Jesus came to save sinners. So we may have sinned, but Jesus came to save us from eternal death and to save us from hell. And if you have questions about salvation, your sin, death, or hell, please contact us at 636-673-2180, or you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org to find additional materials. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and don't forget to tune in next Sunday at 8 a.m. for a message titled, A Letter from Hell.